This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, litter basics. When it comes to the litter substrate, there are so many choices. And if you stand in the litter aisle at your local pet product store, you'll see a dizzying array of litters. Which one do you choose? Well, many of the choices are designed to actually appeal to us and not necessarily the one who's going to be using the litter box. So here are six tips to keep in mind when you're considering litter. First of all, cats can have preferences. In general, the most appealing type of litter to use is one that has a soft, sandy texture. And most of the scoopable clumping litters fit into that category because they have a very soft feel. And then when they get wet with urine, the litter forms a ball and that can be easily scooped up and removed from the box. But there are other types of litter, and they're made of many different things such as corn and wheat. There are even newspaper pellets, and there's actually litter made of pebbles. So manufacturers spend a lot of money trying to come up with the next greatest litter. But you know what? The bottom line is that the cat has to want to use it. You may want to purchase a litter that's eco-friendly or has an appealing scent, but if your cat doesn't like it, you've wasted your money. Tip number two, scent. Forget all about the extra scented litter or the perfume litter additives. Your cat has a sensitive nose and she doesn't want to be bombarded by an overpowering scent of flowers when she steps into the litter box. What she wants to smell nothing or just a trace of her own scent. Tip number three, texture. Many cats have texture preferences when it comes to the litter substrate. Actually, many cats have texture preferences when it comes to lots of things, such as how the food feels in their mouth or where they sleep. So pay attention to any preferences your cat may have when you go to purchase litter. Find a type that your cat likes and stick with it. Number four, cleanliness is next to catliness. No matter what type of litter you choose, here's the golden rule. You have to keep the box clean. If the litter stinks, guess whose fault it is? Don't cover up the litter by using sprays or additives. Don't take shortcuts. Just scoop the box twice a day and completely change out the litter as often as necessary and make sure you're scrubbing that box when you do that. Cats are clean animals and they deserve to have clean litter available to them. Number five, don't play litter switcheroo. Cats are creatures of habit, so don't make abrupt changes in the brand or type of litter you purchase. When your cat enters the litter box, she's going to expect to feel the same texture on her paws that she felt yesterday. If you must make a brand or a type change, add a little bit of the new litter into the current brand so that the switch occurs over a course of several days or even a week. And number six, what about if you're not sure what litter to buy? If you're adopting a cat, find out what litter was being used in her previous environment, if possible, and start off with that brand to minimize any disruptions. If it's not a litter that you really want to use, you can then slowly make a change after the cat gets settled. If you're bringing home a kitten, stick with an unscented scoopable litter. A kitten is still in the learning stage, so she doesn't need to be confused by highly scented litter or an alternative litter with a strange texture. Make it as easy as possible for the youngster. If you have a cat you've lived with for a long time and you think maybe she doesn't like the litter anymore, you can do the slow switch, as I mentioned previously about taking a little bit of the new litter and putting it into the old litter, or you can create a litter box buffet. And in that method, you're setting out a separate litter box next to the original one, and the new one will have a different type of litter. And you can even do two or three boxes so that when the cat goes to the litter box location, she can make the choice and she'll pretty much tell you which one she prefers. Remember, when it comes to litter basics, keep it simple. Keep to what's close to nature, a soft, sandy texture. And of course, keep the box clean and pay attention to your cat's preferences. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more information on litter box problems, how to set up the ideal litter box, or about cat behavior and training in general, check out my book, Think Like a Cat.